Bank of Maharashtra sold guarantor's plot at half market price. From growth to grief, RMA Poultry's financial collapse. Property sold without consent, plot undervalued by 40%. Bank of Maharashtra. Officials accused of targeting rural borrowers. Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts News exclusive RMA Poultry Farm founder Anil Haral and Mayur Dase alleges Bank of Maharashtra officials forced a loan account into NPA status, blocked restructuring, and sold mortgaged property at undervalued rates without guarantor consent. Sprouts SIT uncovers patterns of rural loan harassment, asset undervaluation, and systemic abuse of power in banking recovery processes. Sprouts SIT uncovers distress sale and alleged abuse of banking power in Viapur. In yet another disturbing case of alleged financial exploitation in India's rural credit system, the Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has uncovered shocking claims from a poultry entrepreneur in Vijaipur, Maharashtra. Anil Haral, one of the founder of RMA Poultry Farm, alleges that Bank of Maharashtra officials deliberately sabotaged his loan restructuring efforts, classified his account as NPA without fair warning, and later sold mortgaged property at undermarket rates, without the consent of the guarantor. Background: RMA Poultry's growth and dependence on institutional credit. Established in 2007, RMA Poultry Farm began operations with a modest capacity of 4,000 birds, backed by a Rs 44 lakh credit facility from Bank of Maharashtra's Vijaipur branch. The loan was repaid within a year, enabling expansion to 10,000 birds with an additional Rs 22 lakh credit, which was also cleared within 3 years. By 2011, the farm scaled up its operations to 80,000 birds, availing a term loan of Rs 1 crore and a cash credit limit of Rs 50 lakh. As collateral, Mayur Dase mother, Mrs. Taramati Ashok Dase, who is one of the guarantor, mortgaged a 4,600 Balasadar's Karuf T residential plot in Vidyanagar, Vijaipur, and two partners Anil Haral and Mayur Dase, along with 7 acres of agricultural land in Anchal Gaon and Nangaon. Crisis trigger, Andhra Pradesh protest, disrupts poultry rates. The turning point came in 2014 when massive protests in Andhra Pradesh led to buffer stock stagnation in the poultry industry. Rates plummeted across neighboring states, including Maharashtra. Patil says his business incurred heavy cash losses due to these unforeseen disruptions. Despite utilizing only Rs 60 lakh from the sanctioned Rs 1 crore loan, Patil alleges the bank refused to release the remaining Rs 40 lakh, even after explaining the exceptional nature of the losses. "We kept requesting support, but the bank instead began classifying our account as NPA and initiated recovery," Patil told Sprouts SIT. Allegations of harassment, account classified as NPA, buyers intimidated. Over the next 9 months, Bank of Maharashtra officials reportedly showed no inclination to understand the crisis or offer restructuring. Patil claims every officer who visited repeated the same line, "Pay your loan." His requests to sell assets and settle liabilities were reportedly met with hostility. "When we found buyers, bank officers frightened them so badly that they withdrew their offers," Anil Haral alleges. "They behave like real estate agents, not bankers." Distress sale expose, guarantor's plot sold at half the market rate. According to documents reviewed by Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, matters worsened in 2024 when recovery officer Mr. Somnath Sasan, chief manager, recovery cell, previously branch manager at Vijaipur, allegedly sold a guarantor's residential plot without notification. When guarantor Mrs. Taramati Ashok Dase asked Mr. Sasan about sale without informing her, he rudely replied, "Better you go to court and do what you can do. I don't care." The 4,600 skironuftir property in Vidyanagar was sold for Rs 52 lakh, though prevailing rates in the area stood at Rs 2,000 per skuse ft, implying a fair market value of at least Rs 90 lakh.